Welcome to the Playing Tunes podcast. I am Dominic, and we have Sarah in the house.
Hey.
Yeah. So here we're dealing with a 16-year-old heading for Florida on her own.
On my own.
No mom, no little sister, no little brother, high school trip, and that's what you wanted to talk to about.
Yes, because right. I don't know what I'm doing.
What do you mean you don't know what you're doing?
I mean, I've been listening to this podcast since it started.
Yes.
And I've always been thinking, oh yeah, we do that and that. That's cool. But it's all like me following you guys. So now I'm like on my own and I have no idea where to start.
Well, every trip you have, we have Kid Day.
We have Kid Day, but Kid Day is weird. Kid Day is like, we drag you around, but you guys still kind of, you sure you want to do that?
Well, we're there for guidance, but basically it's a day that's plotted. It's a long trip. Let's say we're taking a 10-day trip. There are three of you. And we'll have one of you in charge for one of those days. You have a little brother day, a little sister day, and then a you day of deciding kind of where we go and what we do. So you've kind of done this before.
But this is like the whole week. Not quite sure the entire schedule yet.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you're pretty much schedule locked. So it's not like you're going to have too much to worry about.
Yeah.
Like, I have the schedule. I know the schedule. I am hip to where we're going to be on each day. And it's the first day is going to be Animal Kingdom.
All right.
So you're there all day.
That's weird.
You'd think it is, but now there's stuff at night. And you have the entire Pandora Land open, which not like there's so much to do there. But it's probably going to be so long to wait to see and do what's there because, you know, lines are going to be long because no one's seen these things yet. So it's kind of like,
so this is what
it's like
the
mine
do.
Train. You know, how the mine train is still kind of booked up because it's one of the newer things in the park.
Yeah, it's new.
That's right. So you're going to have the newness of the people who haven't been there like us. We haven't, you know, we've been there a lot, but not since this place is really opened. Last time we were there, it was open, but we didn't go to Animal Kingdom. So I imagine that that would be a good chunk of your day. Standing in line for Pandora stuff.
Well, I was thinking instead of waiting in line for it, run to it first.
I don't know how much that's going to work because I don't know how close to opening we're going to be able to get there. It's a 20-hour drive, so whenever we get there, we get there. Mm-hmm. So I doubt that you'll be there for a rope drop. But within the first hour or two, you'll be there. So it might not be horrendous, but it's going to be a while. I think that's going to be a wait.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, so Animal Kingdom, you're going to have to decide whether or not you want to ride rapids, but you're going to have to go to school, hop on a bus for 20 hours, be in the same change of clothes, go right to the park, no hotel stop. So I don't know if that's going to be a bath or just more yuck.
I'm going to go with more yuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking if I don't have any time to change, I should like put shorts on with leggings under and then like sweatpants over.
Mm-hmm.
So we got layers.
You could do the Everest challenge. You can see how many times you can ride Everest all day. You can do that.
Single rider line.
You can ponder dinosaur and wonder why the flying dinosaur is a triceratops and not a pterodactyl.
Well, that's the Dinoland USA carnival. That's not dinosaur. I'm going to ponder dinosaur. I'm going to ponder why Bill Nye is still relevant.
Is he in there?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he tells you, oh,
he does the
it's me.
Yeah, he does the disembodied voiceover, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have Bill Nye talk down to you. You can see, you can go see Flick and see how many times Hopper doesn't show up.
have a counter on my phone ready.
Yeah, we had a 50-50 shot of actually seeing animatronic Hopper. Sometimes he didn't quite make it to the stage. I remember when they were doing the spotlights on the bugs, the spotlight didn't work. So he's like, over here, come over here, there you go. And like nothing was really happening. And Flick is sitting there in the dark. Yeah, I mean, there's other stuff. It's Animal Kingdom. You can go to Yak and Yeti Express for lunch. You could actually be the person who tells your friends, hey, you can go to Yak and Yeti Express.
Same stuff.
Yeah.
Not the weight and price.
Yeah, no price. You're going to have a free ticket.
Yeah, I get my...
Your ticket for meals. That's kind of cool. Yeah, so those are things. You have any other ideas of what you'd want to do at Animal Kingdom? You can go on the safari.
I could go on the safari.
You don't like the safari?
Not really.
How about the walkthrough zoo where you see the bats and the tigers?
I mean, that's fun, but that's more like a way to get to other stuff and be like, oh, there's a bat. We still got to get in the other line, but that's a bat.
Yeah. I don't know. So that's the first day.
Mm-hmm.
There's some options. The second day is kind of beat up. You guys are performing most of the day. You're actually going to have the morning at the water park hotel.
All right.
Yeah. And then in the early, before afternoon, because we got to get on the bus, we have to go to Disney Springs. Everybody's performing at Disney Springs. So big performance day. And then we won't even get out of there until like 5:30, maybe we get to Hollywood Studios. And you're there till 9:30. So real short day at Hollywood Studios, maybe 4 hours.
All right. So that might be like a, hey, everybody's eating dinner. Let's beeline to the Tower of Terror or Rock and Roller Coaster.
Yeah, I would probably try to eat big at when you're not performing, while mm-hmm. one of the other groups is performing. That way, when you're at Hollywood Studios, you don't
have
burn,
to eat.
You don't burn an hour eating.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to have that many hours there. I mean, the rides are probably going to stop, and maybe you'll get to see fireworks and get out of there. So I'm thinking maybe you get 3 hours max, and to burn an hour eating is kind of a shame. Now, the reason we did that is because most of the park's closed.
Mm-hmm.
You got, like, Sunset Boulevard, so you're still going to have the Rock and Roller Coaster. You're still going to have Tower of Terror. Great Movie Ride's out. You got Star Tours. Got Midway Mania, which is going to be a billion people in the line. So you can probably, maybe if you're planning ahead, you can fast pass that. You will be able to fast pass.
We will be able to fast pass?
Yeah, what you do is you hook up your phone to your ticket, and you can fast pass the people who you want to ride together.
Mm-hmm.
You form like a family, a group of people, and you link all your quotation family. But anyway, he was put in my family. Miss Conrad was hooked up with us for a while, and I had to try to figure out a way to delete them. But yeah, you hook up with a bunch of friends, you go as a group, and you get your fast passes together instead of trying to coordinate that randomly.
All right, cool.
Okay.
She'd probably tell me that app so I can start yelling at everybody to get it.
So, yeah, you're going to be fine with those. I mean, that's going to be like the top four. Star Tours, Toy Story Midway Mania, Tower of Terror. Muppets. You can see the Muppets.
Really?
Muppets is still there. So that is that. That's going to be a quick day. So you're probably going to have to pick and choose like maybe one or two things. But that's okay because there's only like one or two things there. That's Thursday. Friday is Universal Studios, both sides of the park. You can do Islands of Adventure and, you know, regular decaf. You get to go on the Hogwarts Express to go from one side to the other.
Oh, it actually works now?
I don't know. Every time I've been there, it hasn't worked.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, every time, like, the only time I've been there, it's like, it'll come soon.
Yeah, Voldemort has stopped it. You know, the
Ursula.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Sea Witch has broken the ride. Yeah, exactly.
For the fifth time.
Yeah, in this one ride. Did you get to do Gringotts?
I never got to do Gringotts. I got to see it start to get built. Diagon Alley didn't exist.
Oh, cool. You're going to have fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna grab all my
Diagon Alley people. Didn't exist? What's the other side?
Well, when I was there, it didn't exist. When I was there, all you had was the... like
Hogsmeade.
Yeah, you had Hogsmeade. You had the...
mm-hmm.
You had the like Caterpillar Carnival ride of... hey, look, it's
Buckbeak. I don't know if the Fire and Ice roller coaster's there anymore. I think they might have been pulling that to do something actual Harry Potter instead of like redressing the old stuff that was there.
The Dueling Dragons
Now Dragon Challenge for the Quidditch Cup. I don't know if I've heard they're taking it out. I don't know if they have. I like that ride, but mm-hmm. whatever. They are a pain there. For bag carrying. Like, you can go with all the stuff you buy
mm-hmm.
in the Disney parks. Like, mm-hmm. You just put it right in the seat with you, all your junk. but over at Universal Studios, you always have to, like, get lockers. And that's annoying. I hate that part.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go on with your bag.
All right. Mm. My motion sickness friend will hold it for me.
You can go to both versions of the same ride, where you can go on to Transformers and Spider-Man, because it's mm-hmm. the same exact ride.
I don't like the 3D rides. They're not...
Well, then you're going to hate Universal Studios.
Because really
Universal Studios is like, you hop in a simulator and something 3D happens at you.
I don't like that. It's not a ride. It's just kind of,
you're watching a TV show.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I don't like those rides. I get the same experience when they did the SpongeBob thing at the aquarium.
You see Jurassic Park?
Got Jurassic.
That's fun. They got that crazy soaking log flume. They drown you. they throw you in a pool and just like put your head under the water until you die and attach it to a log and they call it a ride.
You know, if there's one ride that I really want to go see at Universal, if they haven't taken it out to put in something else because they do that every 5 minutes, it's the mummy ride.
I love the mummy.
The mummy ride where they're like, all right, time to get out of your seat.
That's
and the mummy
best.
Breaks through the glass. He's like, nope. Yeah.
He like eats the cast member and puts you back on the ride. I love that.
It's perfect.
I love the mummy. The mummy's good. They got like Son of Mummy where you go on King Kong. They're very similar because it's... actually, that and the Harry Potter one are very similar to each other. You know how the ride stops for a second, you watch a little movie, and it keeps on going?
Yeah.
That's what Kong was like. Did you go? You didn't get to go on Kong.
I never got to go on Kong. I saw videos.
Kong is cool. Kong is like mix Harry Potter and the mummy together, and you get Kong. So you're on this roller coaster, and every once in a while, it'll stop and turn, and you see King Kong, and he's doing stuff, and sometimes whatever he's doing makes the coaster react. So if he swings like a dinosaur at you, it knocks the coaster back on the track and it kicks it off. It makes it go. So Kong was kind of cool. Kong was kind of a cool version of like a 3D movie mixed with a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
That was neat. You like that. So I'd say see Kong. Men in Black is like the better version of Space Ranger Spin.
Yeah.
Where instead of shooting it like stationary Zs, you actually shoot at moving aliens. That's kind of cool. I like how when you go in, it looks like the set.
Yeah, where like you got the dude hanging on the bar. You got like little Susie with her book.
You got the, when you go through it. No, I'm talking about the actual set of the headquarters.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it does.
Where you got and Bob down there. Yeah, I love that. That's great. Yeah, I'm a fan. So Universal Studios is good. The theme park that shall not be named.
Yeah.
You can see all the
that
Marvel stuff
several times
that they're holding on to for spite. You can ride the Hulk, which the only thing that makes it the Hulk is the fact that they named it the Hulk.
And it's green.
Yeah, you got a little movie.
It doesn't really have a movie. It has like a voiceover and some messed up science lab looking stuff.
Where you got like Thunderbolt Ross going, pissing him off.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to get you, Banner. Oh, don't make me mad. And you can go on their version of the Rock and Roller Coaster, where all your change falls out of your pocket.
Oh, yeah. I remember going on that with you, and it's like, pick your song that you want to listen to, and it never worked. And then we saw all the hats. It was like a collection.
I think you should be able to pick elevator music. Like in there, it's like...
Enjoy your flute solo.
Yeah, exactly. Be the best. You just get the Barry Manilow as it's like the roller coaster's diving and it's like at the Copa. Barbara Streisand, the roller coaster. Yeah, you're like heading down a loop to Kenny G. I love it. Oh, that needs to happen.
Yes.
I might have to bring my own headphones.
Throw on some Beats.
Yeah.
Strap them down. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Velcro them to your face. Rubber bands. Just zip ties.
Get a ratchet.
Attach it to a GoPro stand. And attach it to your chest.
Yeah, what are you doing? I gotta listen to my Streisand.
You don't get the experience without the Beats.
This is the best with Box Brandenburg. Yeah, it'd be cool. Then it is Saturday, and Saturday is the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And you're there till you have to perform.
All right.
And you're there even after you perform. So it's basically the entire day. Like we wake up and go there. You don't have to do anything till late afternoon. We don't have to do anything until 5:15, and then we're back out probably, I'd say by 8 o'clock you're out of there, and then the place closes at 9, so you got another hour to burn to either watch fireworks or whatever. But that's a big day at the Magic Kingdom.
Do you think I should plan out, like, hey, we have to perform in Fantasyland. Let's make sure we're in that area within the next 10 minutes, like, throw up, like, reminders and, like, alarms.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can make sure that you set a, everybody will be meeting for a check-in that's going to perform at a certain spot. And that spot's over by Splash Mountain.
All right.
It's near, it's in between Pirates and Splash. Real easy to find.
All right.
You have never been backstage, have you?
I have not. You,
that is probably going to be the coolest thing for you because you're going to actually see
the, all the stuff I read about.
All the stuff that you're not allowed to see.
Yeah.
All the backstage stuff. So you'll see like how people get back to and fro. You'll see some of the parade floats. Mm-hmm. I've seen some of the characters.
That's got to be weird. Like,
it is a little
Mickey
weird.
With no head and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, you see Dumbo with her head off smoking a cigarette. Oh, they don't do that much. No, but you will get to see backstage. You kind of see a little bit behind the curtain there. Not so much when you're at Disney Springs. Disney Springs, you're basically off campus in this kind of like changing room, parking lot-y area.
Mm-hmm.
And then they either walk you over or bus you over, depending on how much was built. Last time we had to walk because the place is still under construction a lot.
Yeah, we went there New Year's last year, and it was
totally different.
Yeah.
It was a big difference. Yeah, we were there in April, and we had to do a lot of walking through because there's still construction. Then when we got there last year, we're like, wow, the place is radically changed. I mean, it looks, if you don't know where you're going, everything looks a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, when I went there a while ago, it was just kind of like some shops and Planet Hollywood in the globe thing. So I didn't really see the middle. So I go in whenever I did. I don't really remember the last time I had seen it before that New Year's. And it was very, very different.
If you want to plan your time, and if you think you can swing it, I don't know, you can go to T-Rex or Splitsville over there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have a meal ticket that's going to get you a free meal at other places. Earl of Sandwich was like one of the places there, and that place is great.
So the meal tickets do work in Disney Springs?
Some places. Not every. You're not going to get like a meal ticket and be able to eat a Morimoto's.
Yeah, no.
But you will be able to eat at most counter service places. If it's a counter service place, your ticket probably covers it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a sit down with a waiter, it probably doesn't. That's the rule of thumb you can usually go by. And I'd use it for dinner instead of lunch because you get more food.
Yeah, and lunch you can kind of...
Lunch you can either snack your way or just grab something quick or make that like your sit down thing. Go make, get a character dinner. Go eat with Pooh for $1 million.
I don't think you're giving me that much.
I'm not. I'm really not.
I feel like I'm going to get like a 20 and you're like, good luck.
Good luck. Figure out how to eat them. You're over there by like Club Cool sucking down the Beverly soda.
Oh, I'm going to be doing that. Oh, Beverly. I was going to be like, I'm going to be doing that anyway because free food. And I was like, not that one.
So Magic Kingdom, you can plot some fast passes. I'd do that.
Mm-hmm.
And plot, I mean, you can... You know what the usual long ones are?
Yeah, it's like Space Mountain, Seven Dwarves.
Space Splash, Big Thunder, Seven Dwarves, and Peter Pan, but why would you? Everything else you can kind of get through timing. Just hit. We'll be there early enough that you may be able to get some longer lined attractions with little wait.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there within the first hour or so. So... I would check the wait times for some of the bigger ones before you start your day.
Mm-hmm.
So get fast passes, and if you can hit some of the longer lined attractions early, because there's very little wait, do it, and then you get to either do it again or you could change your fast pass to something else.
Especially with that Hollywood Studios day, that's like 10 minutes. That would be a good one to like. All right, we need this ride, and this ride, and these are the ones that have the longest waits.
Yeah, I mean, some of the things that'll get you through Hollywood Studios might be, and sometimes it's worked extremely well, and other times it was a tie. It got me there just at the same amount of time as staying in the standby line with single rider.
Yeah.
A lot of times it got me there faster, but I remember one or two times where it didn't save any time at all. Just depends.
Where you end up.
Yeah, and how long the line is and how many people are grouped together and how many people they actually pull from that single rider line.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for test track. We got in and out of the test track real easy.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to our final day. Which would be the Sunday, and that is going to be at Every Person Comes Out Tired. We'll be there at Epcot. Thought about not having an Epcot day, but then again, you know, Frozen opened up since the last time we were there. Mm-hmm. We missed Epcot completely on the last trip with this group.
So. And there's some guy that's like, I love Nemo.
Oh, we had people wait before they opened up the Frozen ride.
Mm-hmm.
They had a Frozen meet and greet. And we had kids wait in that line for 6 hours to meet fake Elsa.
I'll dress up as Elsa for them and be like, hey, complete brunette, but hey.
Mm-hmm. But we're there all day because the bus drivers have to snooze. So mm-hmm. they're going to drop us off and they're going to snooze for a long time. And we're there the entire day. That's going to be the easiest day to probably do everything.
Yeah.
I think Epcot Day. If you go, I would not get a fast pass for Soarin'. I'd walk onto Soarin' when you get there, or walk on the Frozen when you try to get a Frozen fast pass. You can't get a Frozen fast pass, go to Frozen first, mm-hmm. then to Soarin', and then use your fast pass for Test Track. And then the rest doesn't matter. Ellen's Energy Adventure is closed. The Wonders Life Pavilion's been closed for years.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is going to be
pretty short wait.
Walk on. You don't really have to worry too much about it.
I don't know how many of my friends are going to go on the life boat.
Yeah, you could go on your mom's favorite ride. You see the land.
Yeah.
Go in the air on the land. So that's it. Any other, we're going to see the fireworks at every place.
Mm-hmm.
So we're there until it closes. And... that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
So excited! You got to know this 4 days before anybody else.
Awesome!
I know you got the inside track.
Yeah.
You know where you'll be, and what day.
I've never been a part of a parade, so how does that work out?
The parade is easy. We all meet as a group.
Mm-hmm.
A cast member shows up, finds me, says, "Do we have everybody?" I lie and say, "Sure, probably." The buses have already gone backstage. They are behind the park.
Mm-hmm.
They open up these gates, which you probably didn't even notice were there. And we go backstage at Frontierland.
Mm-hmm.
We go for a walk. There is a kind of a like a trailer setup where there's a stage. Behind the stage is a warm-up area and some changing rooms. And everybody gets changed. And then we're kind of like on this gravelly parking lot and we practice,
mm-hmm.
which would be the first time we've practiced in a while. Mm-hmm. Because it'd be probably the first time we practice all together. Those kids are just mixed into so many different other classes, but it's not something that they don't know how to play. We'll practice for about 30, 40 minutes. And then we will line up and they'll take us more and more backstage and we'll line up behind another gate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the route that I've done the most. I've done it in reverse, where we've opened up and we're in Frontierland, and we head down Frontierland and then go down Main Street and then out Main Street, out the side of Main Street, and that's it. But most often, and the parade I expect we're going to do, is they're going to take us to this gate. They'll open the gate, and we'll be on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And you go around Main Street, up Main Street, kind of around the hub where the castle is.
Mm-hmm.
I think the hub was redesigned the last time. No, I've never done this parade on the newly redesigned hub. They've expanded mm-hmm. it because 2 years ago we were at Epcot. You go around kind of up Liberty, down Frontierland, and out Frontierland's gate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. It's actually a pretty quick route, and the cast member acts like a pace car and takes us through. There may be more bands.
Mm-hmm.
They may have us as part of a character parade. It doesn't say anything like that. They didn't name the parade, so it's probably just a high school band parade.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done, when we did Spectrum Magic, it was the band and the Spectrum Magic parade, and then I guess another band followed them out. But they had the bands around the actual Disney parade. I've been in front of, characters. I've been in between characters where they'd have like a character float, a high school marching band, another character float, etc. So I think this is just going to be a band parade.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably us and a few other bands. At any rate, that's the deal. Anything else? Excited?
I am excited.
All right.
It's weird on my own.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good talk.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Planning a trip.
Yeah.
About a month away. You excited?
I am. I am very excited.
Sweet. All right. You got to sign us off?
Cheers and Mickey ears.
Yeah. All right.